Renicki off the bag at first. The pitch, he swings on this, a fly ball to left. Here comes Herndon. He's there. He's got it. The Tigers are the champions of 1984.
Legendary baseball broadcaster Ernie Harwell has died at age 92. It's not unusual for people to get sentimental about baseball. We're used to hearing sportscasters wax nostalgic about great players and plays, old ballparks and ancient rivalries. But every so often, we get men who rise above the game. For Detroit, Ernie Harwell was that man. He started writing for the Sporting News at the tender age of 16, but he got his big chance when Red Barber took sick and Ernie rushed to Brooklyn to call games for the Dodgers. When he left the Dodgers for the Giants in 1950, the New York team hired Vin Scully as his replacement. Ernie used to say that was his greatest contribution to baseball. But with his move to Detroit in 1960, Ernie Harwell found his home. He called the Tigers' World Series win in 1968.
And the windup and the pitch. He swings a line shot. Base hit. Right field. The Tigers win it. Here comes Kaline to score. And it's all over. Downward singles. The Tigers mob down. Kaline has scored. The fans are steaming on the field. And the Tigers have won their first pennant since 1945. Let's listen to the bedlam here at Tiger Stadium.
Harwell was broadcasting on television the day that Giants outfielder Bobby Thompson hit the home run heard round the world. Most of us remember Russ Hodges yelling, "The Giants win the pennant! The Giants win the pennant!" But at that moment, Ernie Harwell was on TV and shouted simply, "It's gone!" Hodges' call became iconic. Harwell's was lost to time.
And there was no replay on television, no filming of what I said, and only Mrs. Harwell and I know that I was on TV that day.
He also called the pennant win in 1984. His trademark voice and gentle presence radiated from the booth above the Tigers field for 42 seasons, and he was the first broadcaster inducted to the Hall of Fame. The Tigers fired Ernie in 1991, but outraged fans demanded his return. Harwell said he didn't think there would be a huge reaction. He said, "I thought somebody'd call the ballpark and say, 'Who was that guy who used to do the game?'" Harwell was diagnosed with incurable cancer last September, and he stepped out onto the Tigers field one more time to say goodbye to the fans.
In my almost 92 years on this earth, the good Lord has blessed me with a great journey. And the blessed part of that journey is that it's going to end here in the great state of Michigan.
Legendary broadcaster Ernie Harwell, beloved by Detroit and all Tigers fans, died yesterday at his home. He'll be lying in state at Comerica Park starting tomorrow morning. The Tigers will fly a flag with his initials on it for the rest of the season.
What a climax to a wonderful year, the year of the Tiger, 1968. This pennant, what a great gift to Detroit, with love from the Tigers.
People talking baseball, Hank and Charlie slugging, Tiger baseball, schoolboy did the chucking. Goose Goslin made opposing pitchers scream. Then Georgie Kelly came upon the scene. I'm talking baseball, the Motor City team. Well, Hal and Dizzy set him down, and Kaline won the batting crown the year before he had the right to vote. Charlie Maxwell's Sunday fun, Denny's year of 31. The sailing was great.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.